Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the meeting today. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Wahali Public Infrastructure Districts Number 1 and 2 this Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024 at 1:30 p.m. The meeting is being held at the office of the Orcal in South Jordan for today. For purposes of the audio recording, let's do a quick introduction. So it's on the district records. My name is Tom Jolly and I'm district counsel.
My name is Ashley Tedesco. I'm Tom Jolly's paralegal.
Mike Gibbons, secretary treasurer.
This is Dave Boyden. I'm district chair.
And this is John Kaiser. I'm vice chair.
And David Hutchison, the CLA.
Thanks so much, everyone. Let's move to our section B, the preliminary action items on the agenda. Similar to prior meetings, before proceeding, we'd like to bring this matter before the Board of Trustees for discussion and approval to combine district, both Wahali District Number 1 and District 2 for purposes of this meeting. Are there any questions?
Nope.
Nope.
Seeing none, do we have a motion to approve combining and conducting a special meeting for Wahali Public Infrastructure Districts Number 1 and 2?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to combine special meeting of Wahali Infrastructure Districts 1 and 2.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Yes, I'll second it.
So we have the motion by Dave Boyden with the second by John Kaiser. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll move on to our consent items. The board did receive in its packet the proposed draft minutes of the October 24, 2024 board meetings. Are there any questions from the board on the minutes?
No.
No questions. Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the October 24, 2024 board meeting?
I'll motion to adopt the minutes of the prior meeting.
Do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second that motion.
We have a motion by Mike Gibbons with a second by John Kaiser. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. As required by, we'll move to item consent item number 2. As required by the acquisition and reimbursement agreement, it is necessary for the Board of Trustees to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting. Are there any questions? Prior reimbursement requests?
No.
Seeing none, do we have a motion to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting held on October 24th, 2024?
Yes, I'll move to approve those requisition requests as previously detailed.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Yeah, and I'll second it.
We have a motion by Mike Givens with a second by John Kaiser. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're now going to move to the public hearing portion of our meeting to take public comment on the operating capital budgets that were discussed on October 24th, 2024, which are proposed to be adopted as the final budgets for calendar year 2025. We do need a motion to open a public hearing and to conduct the public hearing portion of the meeting. So somebody want to make that motion?
I'll make a motion to open the public meeting and conduct business in the public meeting.
Do we have a second?
I will second that. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Motion made by Dave Boyden, second by Mike Gibbons. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We are now going to open the public hearing portion of our meeting. Do we have any members of the general public participating on today's meeting who want to speak or give input concerning the district's operating and capital budgets for 2025? For the district meeting minutes, there are no members of the public present here at the offices of UorCal. I do not see any members of the public participating via the Zoom link, which was provided. So seeing that there are no questions from the general members of the public, do we have a motion to close the public meeting portion of the meeting?
I move to close.
Yep. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry, I'm trying to save your voice, brother.
Okay, I appreciate it. I would just move to close the open the public portion of the meeting.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have the motion to close the meeting by Mike Gibbons with a second by John Kaiser. All in favor, say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Public meeting, public hearing portion of the meeting is closed. We'll now move to our action items. First action item is consider adoption of resolution 2024-02, which is a resolution adopting final budgets for the calendar year 2025 for both Wahali Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 and 2. As you will recall, the tentative budgets were adopted by the board on October 24th, 2024. Dave Hutchinson of CLA is here to answer any questions about the final 2025 budgets.
No questions.
No questions. All right. Yeah, there were no changes. So I think we are good to go.
So looks like there are no changes to the budgets. The board does not have any further questions. So we are ready to entertain a motion to approve the final budgets for Wahali Public Infrastructure District number 1 and 2 for 2025.
I move to approve the budgets for Wahali Public Improvement Districts number 1 and 2 for 24 and 25.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
So a motion made by Mike Givens with a second by John Kaiser. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our second action item. Utah law requires that public infrastructure districts to conduct annual audits by an independent third-party auditor. CLA, as district accountant, will coordinate with the auditor to make sure the audit is done correctly and then file the required reports with the state of Utah. I believe that CLA is recommending Wahali engage Haney and Company again. I think they performed the budget last year. Is that correct, David?
Yes, that's correct.
I know that we don't have an official proposal from them, but we would like the board to take action today to engage Haney and Company, and then authorize the district chair to sign any their engagement, and then we can ratify that action at the next board meeting. Are there any questions from the board?
No.
No.
Okay, so we need a motion authorizing the district to engage Haney and Company to conduct the required audit and then authorizing the district chair to sign an engagement agreement.
I move to engage Haney as previously stipulated and to authorize the district chair to sign the engagement letter as indicated.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
So we have a motion by Mike Givens with a second by John Kaiser. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to our third action item. This is an item to consider approval of renewal of CLA and as district accountant and engage the chair to sign their 2025 statement of work. The proposed statement of work for CLA was included in your board packet. Dave Hutchinson is here from CLA to explain any questions the board may have on the renewal SOW to act as district accountant.
Yeah, we're currently reviewing CLA as our district accountant, and we would probably like to table this motion till the next meeting.
Okay. That is fine. So is that so what we'll go ahead and do is we will table this motion until the next board meeting of the district. So we'll now move on to number four, consent item number four. This is approval of renewal of an engagement letter, excuse me, engagement agreement, and to authorize the district chair for your Cal. So this the engagement letter is in your board packet. The engagement letter sets forth the terms and fees for your Cal to continue to act as district council for both public infrastructure districts for 2025. Are there any questions?
No.
Nope.
Seeing no questions, do we have a motion a motion approving the engagement letter of York Cal to act as district council for both Wahali Public Infrastructure Districts for 2025 and authorizing the chair to sign?
Yes, I move to authorize the engagement letter, to approve the engagement letter, and to authorize the district chair to sign the engagement letter.
Do we have a second?
I I'll second it.
Thank you. We have a motion made by Mike Gibbons with a second by John Kaiser. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're going to move to consent item number five. The board received in its packet the proposed board meeting calendar for 2025. Are there any questions?
No.
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion approving the district's board meeting calendar for 2025?
Yes, I move that we approve the proposed board meeting calendar for 2025.
Do we have a
I'll
second?
second it.
We have the motion made by Mike Gibbons with a second by John Kaiser. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll now move to our sixth action item, which is consider approval of the proposed engagement letter from the Connection Group for Engineering and Cost Certification Services and authorizing the district chair to sign. So I don't believe we have Barrett or Chase as part of our meeting today, but the board did receive in its packet the proposal for the Connection Group to act as district chair, excuse me, to act as district engineer. Are there any questions about the proposal that the board would like to discuss?
No.
Okay, do we have a motion approving the proposed engagement letter for the Connection Group to provide engineering services to the district and authorize the district chair to sign?
I move that we authorize the engagement letter and approve the district chair to sign the engagement letter.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor say so. We have the record. We have Mike Givens with the motion and a second by John Kaiser. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We're now going to move on to our administrative non-action items. We don't have any specific non-action items listed in the agenda, but we will open it up for the board to see if there are any further discussion items that they'd like to bring up at this meeting.
We do have a number of questions that we can discuss with council after the meeting regarding the definition of land, public lands, etc., as well as discussing potential changes in district accountant, etc. So those can be discussed after the meeting and do not require action by the board at this time.
Okay, great. I think we are now, since there are no further actions to discuss now, the non-administrative items, so I think we are ready for a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I second that.
Don't be so quick, John. We have the We have a motion to adjourn by Mike Givens with a second by John Kaiser. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. We stand adjourned until the next board meeting. Thank you, everyone, for your participation.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks.